Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Davis. Batting third. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lance Okada. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sakata throws to second for one, and Molitor throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cowens scores. Hurdle moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. Hurdle moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. 6. Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper bunts towards third. Terrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground for a single. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Sakata applying the tag. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Sorensen. Terrell moves to second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell moves to third. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White bunts in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Terrell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 1 in the game. Sakata hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Terrell hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive towards short. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lizcano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Lizcano reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurdle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lizcano. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Tom Paquette. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Bando applying the tag. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Cowens steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount pinch hits for Len Sakata. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 3 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. UL Washington pinch runs for Clint Hurdle. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Terrell strikes out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Royals 3, Brewers, 3. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lizcano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Al Raboski now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cooper hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Heil moves to third. Lizcano moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Heil scores. Lizcano moves to third. Cooper moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from C. Bounty Stadium in Milwaukee.